This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
87 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Two chapters of the Council on American-Islamic Relations are suing Governor Greg Abbott and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The lawsuit comes 2 days after Abbott designated CARE as a foreign terrorist and transnational criminal organization, which prevents the group from purchasing land in Texas. CARE's Dallas and Austin chapters argue in the lawsuit that the governor violated their First Amendment rights. Here's Charles Swift, the lead attorney in the lawsuit, speaking at a press conference Thursday.
Basically, what the governor did was unconstitutional for a multitude of reasons.
The government has 21 days to respond to the lawsuit. Meanwhile, the Houston chapter of CARE will be holding a press conference at noon today. Two more inmates have died inside of the Harris County Jail this week. That brings the total to 18 deaths reported at the jail so far this year. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno has more.
63-year-old Carrie Parks was pronounced dead just after 5 a.m. on Wednesday. He suffered a medical emergency that morning and was transported to St. Joseph Medical Center in Houston. Parks was convicted more than 10 years ago and was facing a life sentence in the custody of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. They transported him to Houston for a court hearing and temporarily placed him in the jail in June, but never picked him back up. 66-year-old Tony Davis was in jail for 13 days for violating his parole from a decades-old drug charge. He was taken to a hospital Wednesday night and returned to the jail, where he collapsed and was pronounced dead by first responders. The Harris County Medical Examiner will perform autopsies on both men. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Houston police are investigating after a woman was hit and killed while getting off a city bus on Westheimer Road. Multiple outlets report that the driver stayed at the scene. A witness says they attempted to give CPR but had to jump out of the way because another car was approaching. The collision happened on Westheimer near Gessner, part of a stretch of Westheimer that the Washington Post recently investigated as being one of the deadliest roads in the country. It's 80 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.